Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about energy and the issues we have with energy in our Commonwealth, data centers being a prime topic. I understand there was a hearing earlier this week. What did you learn?
Well, there was actually two meetings this week of the House Energy Committee, where I serve as Republican chairman of the committee. We met on Monday of this week to consider two bills by committee members and also to conduct a public hearing on net metering in Pennsylvania. You know, energy issues are front and center in Harrisburg. As you stated, there's a lot of concern about data centers and energy consumption relating to data centers. There seems to be a rush by some people to put additional regulations on data centers. I really think that data centers are an opportunity for the Commonwealth, but I do agree that it has to be done right. They do consume a significant amount of energy and also water consumption. And so there has to be pre-planning. And I don't think that we should be rushing to put a bunch of regulations on these data centers when a number of them are actually bringing their own energy sources for these operations. If we place burdensome regulations on them, they'll end up going to other states. And I think that our state will lose out in this opportunity. This week, the committee considered House Bill 2150 that would place additional regulations on data centers, specifically requiring them to submit annual reports to DEP regarding their facilities' energy and water consumption use for the prior year. This is something that is not required of any other industry in Pennsylvania, and I certainly think that it's problematic to put additional regulations on this one industry. It also would permit DEP to fine these data centers $10,000 a day until a report is submitted. So I was opposed to this particular bill and have a number of concerns with it. In addition, the committee considered House Bill 2151 that would amend the municipality's planning code to require the Department of Community and Economic Development to develop a model zoning ordinance for municipalities to regulate data centers. There's a lot of questions surrounding this model ordinance, particularly who would be writing the model ordinance, where they would be getting information to put into the model ordinance. Keep in mind, this is an administration that wants to create a siting board where there would be a state board that would approve the siting and permitting for all of these type of energy projects. So I'm concerned about who would actually be writing this model ordinance, and that's why the Pennsylvania Association of Township Supervisors has come out opposed to this bill, because it could effectually create at least the appearance of a one-size-fits-all ordinance across the Commonwealth. And we know how diverse our Commonwealth is. So there are a number of concerns, and that's why I brought these concerns up to the committee and opposed the amendment. I think there's a lot more work that needs to be done on these particular bills. And then finally, we had a hearing on net metering, where the Public Utility Commission and others came before the committee to talk about the challenges of net metering in Pennsylvania. And so our work continues.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a grant seminar that you have coming up. I understand a little bit of help for folks looking to get some grants written. What is going on here? What are you providing?
I'm looking forward to hosting a grant seminar for local government and nonprofit organizations. This event's going to be held on Thursday, March 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Smethport Fire Hall on South Nelson Street in Smethport. Officials from the Department of Community and Economic Development will be joining us to talk about grant processes, programs that are available, strategies to navigate through some of those programs, and just an opportunity for folks to ask questions about grant programs offered at the state level. We're asking folks to RSVP for the event. You can do so at my website at repcauser.com or by calling my office in Bradford at 814-362-4400.
And finally, Representative, it's that time of year where we lose an hour of sleep. Time to change the clocks. What do you have to say?
Daylight savings time is soon upon us. Sunday, March 8th at 2 a.m., be sure to turn your clocks ahead 1 hour. And this is also a good time to check or change the batteries in both smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. So these are certainly important reminders as we spring ahead.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer.